Update, Wednesday, 11:49 a.m. A family of three has died in a head-on collision near Agassiz early Tuesday, July 9, morning. At about 3:30 a.m., emergency responders were called to the scene of the crash between a car and a semi-truck on the Lougheed Highway near Seabird Island. Two adults were pronounced dead on the scene. The third person, an infant, was flown to hospital, where they died a few hours later. The driver of the semi-truck was not injured. I would like to thank my officers and all the first responders who attended to this tragic incident for their hard work and dedication to serving the victims and their families, said Agassiz RCMP spokesperson Andy Lott in a statement. We are working on supporting all those who were affected from this crash and loss of an entire family. I have engaged the mental health supports for all of those involved. Update, 6:17 p.m. The Lougheed Highway near Agassiz is now open. Update, 2:29 p.m. A spokesperson with the Agassiz RCMP has confirmed that Highway 7 outside of Agassiz will remain closed until about 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 9. Police are investigating a head-on collision at the 8,100 block of the Lougheed Highway. Sergeant Andy Lott said investigators are in the initial stages of gathering evidence to determine the cause of the crash. We are requesting any witness or anyone dash cam footage in the area of 8,100 block of the Lougheed Highway from 3 a.m. to 3:45 a.m. to please contact the Agassiz RCMP at 604-796-2211, Lott said in an emailed statement. We thank the public for their patience in this investigation and road closure. BC. Emergency Health Services spokesperson Rochelle Brown said six ambulances were on the scene of the Tuesday morning crash as well as an air ambulance. Paramedics provided emergency care to one patient, who was airlifted to hospital. Another patient was assessed at the scene but was not transported to hospital. Blank. Original story. The Lougheed Highway has been closed in both directions for several hours east of Agassiz near Seabird Island following a traffic incident early this morning. According to witnesses in the area, traffic has been disrupted since about 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday, July 9. A semi-truck collided head-on with a small car. The car sustained major damage and was pushed onto the guardrail. The Agassiz Fire Department, BC Emergency Health Services and the local RCMP responded to the scene. It is currently unknown if there are any injuries or fatalities. The Integrated Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Service, ICARS, are investigating the crash. The highway stretching across the Maria Slough remains closed in both directions as of 2 p.m. Updates are expected from Drive BC throughout the day.